An ECD center in the Parkwood area, and that is based at Majuru Sobir. Now, online, we have the chairperson of Ukhukhulisa Development, Mr. Osman Sahib. Mr. Sahib, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and shukran for the opportunity.
Afwan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, the organization that you're the chairperson of, Ukhukhulisa Development, you guys opened a ECD center in the Parkwood area on the 26th of June. That's based at Majuru Sobir. So can you tell us a bit more just around, firstly, you know, the vision and the whole mission and aims around Ukhukhulisa Development, but also then, you know, what inspired you guys to open an ECD center in the Parkwood area?
So firstly, we founded in 2011, the organization. Let me just explain what Ukhukhulisa means. It's an African word from African language, which means development into growth. So the organization was inspired to develop underprivileged areas, communities, especially in the Western Cape, in Khayelitsha, in the Cape Flats, where we know there are a lot of disadvantaged areas that have lots of social problems. And we found that early childhood development in these areas, particularly with young children, would be our aim and objective to make a change in these communities. So in 2011, we were founded. Alhamdulillah, we have established 6 early childhood development centers. Our centers are in Belgravia, Lansdowne, Flamingo. We've got schools in Khayelitsha, Lower Crossroads, and alhamdulillah, Parkwood is our 6th establishment.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Now, you know, early childhood development, it's for kids that's basically from the child to time they are born until right up until roughly 7, 8 years old. And that's really a crucial age in a child's life where they're learning your important skills in life, where they're learning how to essentially grow as a person. They're learning essential skills that you usually learn in grade R and grade 0, starting to read, starting to be able to count. And you know, that's important for growing the next generation in South Africa, and that's the next generation of leaders as well. So from your perspective, what role does your ECD centers play when it comes to the development of youth and the next generation in areas like Parkwood?
That's a very good question. So foundation phase is the most important phase in a child's life. And research has shown that it's at this stage that the child learns and develops the most in his entire life. Mm. And what we find in disadvantaged areas like the Cape Flats and our townships, that a lot of these children are neglected. So they don't have the advantage or the opportunities to gain this kind of education. So children, so I don't even know the statistics, that 60% of all children growing up in South Africa grow up with single parents. So we all, and most times obviously it's the mother or the granny and so forth. And these people go to work every day and these children are left vulnerable, meaning they are left alone and they don't have these opportunities that some of the advantaged children have in other communities. And hence, early childhood development is extremely important. So it is at this grassroots level that we want to give these children the confidence, the competence, the stimulation, and obviously the nurturing. And we want to be the primary caregiver at this age because they don't have it. And at our ECDs, that's exactly what we're targeting. We got trained early childhood development teachers that have years of experience in assisting us. So when we set up these schools, they're not schools like what you may refer to in the past as a creche. Mm. They're really what it stands for, the early childhood development centers, where we want to take the maximum opportunity to try and bring the best out of these children. And alhamdulillah, like I indicated, that since 2011, establishing these centers, we've seen a remarkable improvement in a lot of these children. And that's what we want to do. We want to make a change in these societies and ultimately, obviously, allow these children to grow and develop into good teenagers and ultimately good parents going forward, inshallah.
Mm. Especially in a country like South Africa where inequality is so rife, you have the people that can afford to send their kids to good quality schools, their children, well, at least in the past, used to get quite a quality education when it comes to that important phase, as you mentioned now, that 0 to 7 or 8 years old, where the child develops the most when compared to the rest of their lives. And there's always been this thought that how do we match people who don't have the money to send their kids to those types of school? How do we ensure that those children also get the same type of development and access to education and development programs like ECD programs, so that they aren't disadvantaged going forward? And I think that's something that a lot of parents also worry about. Like, is my child going to have the same opportunities, the same development, the same exposure as other people who potentially can pay thousands and thousands of rands to send their kids to these quality schools? So how has the community actually in Parkwood and in the other areas where you have your ECD centers as well, how has the community and especially the parents of children responded to these ECD centers being established?
So in our communities, we're all aware that communities are ridden with gangsterism, prostitution, alcohol, drug abuse, and unemployment. And because of the unemployment, especially, they cannot afford the luxury of having or sending these children to these grand schools that some of us are probably used to. And that's the one. Secondly, even traveling to these areas is probably impossible. And hence, the Ukukulisa aim is to bring the ECDs into these areas. So instead of taking the children out of Parkwood and bringing them into Rondebosch East or Rondebosch, as an example, our establishments are based in the communities itself. So that prevents the children from traveling. They're right there. We also try and gain teachers and helpers from the community. So we're empowering the community like that in itself. So the idea is, and to your listeners that are listening also, is we have to make a difference in these communities. Now, there's a lot of things that needs to be done to make a significant improvement in communities like Parkwood and so forth. We strongly believe that Early Childhood Development Center is probably one of the best, most important, because if we don't start at that stage of the child's life, it's too late when we do other programs at teenage stages or in adulthood. And hence, we as Ukukulisa want to establish more of these facilities in these areas. For example, at Belgravia, we established now for 3 years. Our children, students that left there in 2023 at Hedderdale Primary School, a few of our children came in the top 10 last year. And these are children prior to this were not going to any kind of formal education. So they were just loitering around every day. And we allowed these children to come into an institute with trained teachers, and we could see what the outcome is. And like this, in the years to come, in Parkwood, especially now, we want to replicate exactly the same. We want to get these children that are currently not going to any formal education, bring them to an ECD. And we must be really thankful for the mosque committee, the imam there, that have allowed us to utilize the facility, because of the way our model is based on is we want to take these deprived children, give them an opportunity of education. We also have youth development centers or education. And Parkwood is something we want to replicate as well. So what we want to do is when the child leaves to go to primary school, we know that a lot of these children, again, they go home and they are maybe not a parent available or caregiver. We want these children to come the afternoon into our care. And that's what we do currently in Khayelitsha and Lower Crossroads. So the children that have gone into primary school come to our development centers in the afternoon. Some might call it madrasas. We call it development centers because it's not just a madrasa in the traditional sense that we want to empower these children with. We want to provide them, help them with their education. We do drama, we do arts and crafts with these children. And thirdly, also most importantly, we all know that a lot of these parents are struggling. They're struggling themselves with drug abuse. They're single parents. They have a lot of trauma and so forth. And we got life coaches, people that have volunteered their services to us. We also have years of experience that are trying to help the parents as well. So we got parent programs that happen every second week at most of our centers. And the idea there is to empower the parents, to give them an opportunity. And if you have trained people, people with this kind of experience, you'll see that a lot of parents come to our programs because they know the benefit of these programs and how it will help them develop as well as parents.
Now, Mr. Sahib, I can imagine that, you know, running and establishing ECD centers in the communities, it can be something that's a bit taxing in terms of operations, and I'm sure there's a lot of hurdles that you need to jump over, and there's a lot of challenges that you also face in terms of making sure that, as you mentioned, safety is a thing to ensure that the kids get to the ECD centers safely. You said that you know your educators and the people that work at these ECD centers, you try and get them from the communities themselves. And I'm sure all of those comes with a lot of challenges. So can you run us through some of the challenges that you have faced in the past with establishing ECD centers, and also to ensure that the ECD centers are run sustainably into the future as well?
Yeah, I mean, security comes one of our biggest challenges. I think that was initially our biggest problem. We've overcome it over the years. We've put measures in place to try and make certain that our security is intact, that the children are in a safe environment. We're also now choosing areas or properties that we know are easier for us to manage and so forth. So, alhamdulillah, I think we're on the right track there. Finance, obviously, is any MPO's biggest challenge, you know, trying to raise money in order for us to give the best to these communities is always going to be a challenge. Alhamdulillah, we have a lot of donors that have come forward to assist us, and we want to grow. So after, inshallah, Parkwood, we want to establish another ECD center. We want to grow in Langa. We want to further our footprint in Khayelitsha, Hanover Park, and areas like these. And we, obviously, there's listeners that are listening to this program right now that probably identify areas or places where we can establish more ECDs. Our model is based, like I indicated, to disadvantaged parents and children. So we charge a nominal fee of 200 rand per month. Now, any person that's listening to this program would know that ECDs today are charging anything from 1,000 to 2,500 rand per child per month. We charge 200, and the reason we charge is because what we found is when people pay, even if it's a little, they appreciate it much more than paying nothing. The 200 rand that the children are giving don't even cover their breakfast. So fundraising is always important, and we're encouraging your listeners today that are listening, it's 10th of Muharram, that whatever you can do to assist us, we've got, like I indicated, trained teachers. Our establishment, we put the best effort in so we can get the maximum out of it, and we try to give the children the best we can provide for them, and hence we're asking and appealing to the community to assist us in whatever way, in whatever form. So we might have expertise that are listening that can give us the time, whatever way or form they can. And then we have people that can donate towards this very, very important education system that we're providing for these children, and we're encouraging you to assist. We got a website, okukulisadevelopment.org. We're on the social platform on Facebook, Instagram. Have a look at what we've achieved over the last 10 years, and you'll see that we've tried very hard to make a change in a lot of children's lives, and we want to grow. We want to grow big, and we want to make certain that we want to give every child that is born an opportunity in life. And we can only do that and achieve that with your help and assistance. And inshallah, we will grow from strength to strength. And in the years to come, our centers will just improve.
I mean, inshallah. Before I let you go, Mr. Sahib, if there are any individuals listening at the moment that would like to either make monetary contributions towards your institution, or if they would like to, you know, volunteer their time, as you mentioned, you know, as teachers or as other professionals, how can they potentially contact you if they'd like to get involved?
Well, they can contact me personally. I can share my number. That's not a problem. Also, like I indicated, that ukukulisadevelopment.org, that's our website. If you even Google the organization, you'll see that it'll take you through to our website. We also got a video that we've got on YouTube. So if you Google Ukukulisa development on YouTube, you'll see a video that we've got. It's 10 minutes. It's very comprehensive. That gives you a very good idea of what we are doing, what we're busy with, and what our vision is in the future. So have a look at it. There's a lot of details there with regards to our banking with Al Baraka Bank. Let me just add this, very important. We're an organization with six members. All of us are professionals. So we don't have a single member on the board that works permanently in the organization. So we're volunteers that we know what our social responsibilities are. And not a single one of us take a dime out of the money we raise. So everything we do is fisabilillah. The people that are paid are the people that are actually working in the organization. So those are your teachers, your helpers, and so forth. So the organization, the model is based around we not benefiting. However, the community and the people that are serving us benefit. So all I can assure you that every single cent that is given of or donated to the organization, the beneficiaries are the actual people that deserve it. Mm-hmm. And that's the model we've based. And inshallah, I hope we continue like that forever. And that's the intention. So we're encouraging you again to have a look at what we do, what we've achieved, and help us to grow. And we will, inshallah, make a significant difference in this country and empower the communities that really deserve it.
Hmm. Now, Mr. Sahibi, if you can just share your number, if people would like to contact you potentially for that involvement, inshallah.
Okay, the name is Usman Sahib. I'm the chairperson of the organization. My number is 082-907-0481. You can get me on WhatsApp on this number as well. And yeah, like I indicated, go visit our website and have a look at what we've achieved. And inshallah, whatever you can do to assist us, we will gladly appreciate it.
Inshallah, I'm sure there will be individuals that would like to get involved and contribute to your project. It's an absolutely amazing project. As you mentioned, there's a lot of ECD centers that you have established today.